KQED.
To the North Bay now, where months after the wildfires, a new form of canine rescue is at work. To find out more, we go to what's left of Kathy Lampe's home in Santa Rosa. Her mother died last June, and Lampe stored the ashes in a velvet bag.
I put her in the china cabinet. I didn't know where to put her, so I thought, well, that's a fitting place for my mom.
A few months later, the October fires burned Lampe's home to the ground. Her mom's ashes were lost in the ashes of her sofa and front door. KQED's April Dymbosky joined a canine forensic team as they searched for her mother's remains.
When the Army Corps of Engineers began clearing out the wreckage from her neighbor's lot, Kathy Lampe knew her home was next. After losing her mom to cancer, she didn't want to lose her again to the fires.
Then I thought, well, geez, I better get somebody out here to try and find her. I didn't want her to go to a landfill.
Lampe's two-story house is now 6 inches of rubble. She walks through with two archaeologists and two dog handlers. They develop a search strategy before bringing the dogs out, an English Labrador named Echo, and a Belgian Malinois named Annie.
This was in the cabinet.
Dog teams like these have been deployed before to search for the remains of Amelia Earhart and members of the Donner Party.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But this fall is the first time they've been brought to recover human ashes from the wildfires.
That means that it fell this way.
Handler Karen Atkinson puts Echo to work first, sniffing around, her nose gliding over the ground with the grace of an ice skater. She stops by the stairway.
There's my alert.
When Echo finds what she's looking for, she lies down next to it.
So she's telling me she's made her decision.
Now Echo goes back to the truck, and Annie, the Belgian Malinois, takes a turn. Her handler, Chris Black, has her do the search all over again from scratch, so there are no false positives.
We start imprinting them at a very young age and introducing that target odor.
In this case, human bone.
I feed her when she finds what her target source is.
After a few minutes, Annie lies down in the same spot Echo picked.
Yes, good girl. We got it. Let's go.
The archaeologists wait for the dogs to find a lead, and then they zero in. Mike Newland and Alex DeGiorgi zip up their full-body Tyvek suits, grab their trowels, and start digging.
We're looking for a pocket of ash that's homogeneous. It's usually kind of a reddish brown.
Sometimes they find it, a discrete pile of red ash with bits of bone or teeth in it.
Let me turn this thing over.
But DeGiorgi says this is one of the hardest recoveries they've worked on.
Yeah, you know, the deal here is we're trying to find ashes within ashes, and it's not always that definitive.
So far, DeGiorgi's team has recovered nearly 50 sets of ashes from the wreckage of the Wine Country fires, but they're all volunteers, working only on the weekends.
I'm sure that the scale of this issue is really an epidemic.
DeGiorgi says this process is totally new and isn't part of the cleanup protocol for FEMA or the Army Corps of Engineers, but he says it should be.
So when a disaster happens and folks start filling out all the paperwork associated with insurance claims and what did you have in the house, one sentence needs to be, did you have human remains in the house? And if yes, it triggers this process.
DeGiorgi sees Newland sweeping a lighter pocket of ash from Kathy Lampe's stairway into a dustpan.
What Michael's showing us looks pretty good.
A lot of it's almost a texture thing. I mean, you could see like this, how just finely powdered this is.
Well, I'm going to bag some of this stuff.
DeGiorgi scoops the ash into a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. Annie comes out for one last sniff around the site and immediately plops down next to their bag.
Yeah, I like that.
You're hired.
DeGiorgi walks the bag over to Lampe.
Here's your mom.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Lampe tucks the Ziploc bag under her arm. She says now they can do a proper burial for her mom in a place the family can go visit and talk to her. In Santa Rosa, I'm April Dymbosky, KQED News.